أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم أنزل عليكم من بعد الغم أمنة نعاسا يغشى طائفة منكم وطائفة قد أهمتهم أنفسهم يظنون بالله غير الحق ظن الجاهلية يقولون هل لنا من الأمر من شيء قل إن الأمر كله لله يخفون في أنفسهم ما لا يبدون لك يقولون لو كان لنا من الأمر شيء ما قتلنا هاهنا قل لو كنتم في بيوتكم لبرز الذين كتب عليهم القتل إلى مضاجعهم وليبتلي الله ما في صدوركم وليمحص ما في قلوبكم والله عليم بذات الصدور إن الذين تولوا منكم يوم التقى الجمعان إنما استزلهم الشيطان ببعض ما كسبوا ولقد عفى الله عنهم إن الله غفور حليم صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 154 and 155 of Surah Ali Imran. Yesterday, the continuation of the discussion of the Battle of Uhud, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about sorrow upon sorrow that Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala placed in the hearts of Sahaba, and that was to further enhance their steadfastness, the condition of their heart going forward with regards to profit and loss, gain and harm, all of it would be equal in their hearts. The important aspect was to fulfill the command of Allah, and above all, the deen of Allah Ta'ala needed to be dominant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and Allah says, ثم أنزل عليكم من بعد الغم أمنة نعاسا. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down after the sorrow, after the grief upon you, amanatan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down peace, nu'asan, by way of slumber, yaghsha ta'ifatan minkum, which had overcome a group upon you. Very unique. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the grief upon grief had come down upon Sahaba, one group had left the battlefield, one group was injured, one group was martyred, one group remained steadfast with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The group that remained steadfast with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the initial stages was a very, very small group, and they had to ward off the enemies from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Arrows were being shot. Sayyidina Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that at that time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down the slumber in such a manner that whilst they were standing, the slumber and sleep had come upon them, that their swords began to fall. Sayyiduna Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I had to retrieve my sword on many occasions in this condition. So why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this? Was amanatan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed all the grief, Allah ta'ala removed all the sorrow that were in the hearts of these Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was a very unique operation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had carried out on the hearts of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a kind of a laser treatment that they removed all this grief and everything from the hearts of Sahaba, and then they came together and then they once again defended our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was one group. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another group, وَطَائِفَةٌ, and another group, قَدْ أَهَمَّتْهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ, that they concerned, they were anxious about themselves, يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ, their thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was false, was evil, ظَنَّ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ, it was the thoughts of jahiliya, it was the thoughts of ignorance. Their thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was this group first of all? They were the cowards and hypocrites. Within their hearts and within their minds, they began to think about themselves. They were not anxious about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They began to think that they were brought out on the battlefield only to be slain. Their thoughts about themselves, what will happen? The balance of the Sahaba, their concern was, what would happen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Their concern was, what would happen if the Quraysh had to march onto Medina Munawwara? What would happen to the rest of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And here were this group of people beginning to think, why did Allah ta'ala bring us here to destroy us? What would happen to us? And hence, they began to ask further questions. يَقُولُونَ هَلَّنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, they began to say that was not the matter, or did we not have a say in the matter? What was the matter at the very initial stages when Mashura was made with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The munafiqeen were never keen to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wanted to remain in Medina Munawwara and defend the city in Medina Munawwara. And then the mashura was made to go out of Medina Munawwara. So why did we not have a say in this matter that we remain in Medina Munawwara and not come out to Uhud? So why did we not have a say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ, the entire hukam, the command, all of it belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The eventual say is that of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The command, all of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُخْفُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا لَا يُبْدُونَ لَكْ, they conceal within their hearts that which they did not expose for you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What was it that they concealed in their hearts? It was nifaq and hypocrisy. It was hatred for the deen of Allah. It was hatred for you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then why in the first place did they come out? They were enthusiastic to collect the booty because they had seen what had happened in Badr. يَقُولُونَ لَوْ كَانَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ مَا قُتِلْنَا هَاهُنَا, they said that if we had any say in the matter, then we would have not been slain and killed over here at Uhud. قُلْ لَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if you were in your homes, لَبَرَزَ الَّذِينَ كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَتْلُ إِلَى مَضَاجِعِهِمْ, then upon that person whom qatal, killing, fighting, death was written, then that death would have brought them out to the place of their demise, of their decease, of their death. وَلِيَبْتَلِيَ اللَّهُ مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ وَلِيُمَحِّصَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. In the verse we discussed yesterday, one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created all of this at the Battle of Uhud was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it was not a punishment, but it was a test. What was the test? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would test ma fi sudurikum, what is really in your hearts. Nobody would know what is in the heart of another individual. Two people fighting side by side, both would seem it is the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both it would seem it is jihad, striving for the sake of Allah. But what is the intention? No one would know. Allah ta'ala would know. From the beginning to the end, Allah ta'ala knows. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would show the world. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed it, that the munafiqeen showed out the nifaq. the mukhlisin, the sincere, had showed out the sincerity and the devotion to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَلِيُمَحِّصَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, and so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify whatever is in your hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilizes occasions like these, difficulties like these, to purify the hearts so that the hearts would turn towards Allah. Wallahu alimum bidhati sudur. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what is in the hearts, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would show it out to others. Innal ladhina tawallaw minkum. Certainly those who turn back from amongst you, yawmal taqal jama'an, on the day when the two groups had met and encountered, إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا. Certainly shaitan had caused them to err, shaitan had caused them to slip because of some of what they had done. Whatever happened, whatever sahaba, those that had moved away from the battlefield, it was not because, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, they had turned away from the deen of Allah. It was not because they had shunned the deen of Allah or they had shunned Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was because of the error of some of them that they did not fulfill the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again says, وَلَقَدْ عَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ, and certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven them. When a person gets entangled in the rope and in the knot of shaitan, then a person can be swayed far away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this was not the case of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven them there and then, and hence once again our belief is that they are the purest after the anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. They are the best of the nations or the groups of people after the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. Inna Allah ghafurun haleem. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving. Haleemun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forbearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven the error and the slip of the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And hence we should never ever be entrapped in speaking any form of ill of the sahaba of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.